Good evening. You're in tune to the Meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the Meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency, and any time that I may be speaking or any of the interviews that I've been doing, I just want you to know that I am always prayerful to be more inspirational, more impactful, more influential in urging you to sense the sense of urgency that we should have as the right response to being under a global crisis and pandemic and emergency. I am always exalting the oneness of us all and reminding us that we each are so absolutely blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our heart with this absolute and supreme reality that we call life. And there is no greater gift. There's no greater wealth. There's no greater richness except to be in attunement with the absolute divinity of ourselves, which there has been an agenda to make sure that we are not free in that way. And so it matters that we hear ones like myself and other ones, if there are other ones who are addressing the right response to being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, so that we are able to have leverage over it, because we can accomplish whatever we will, but we cannot be successful as long as we are out of alignment with the laws that govern us, out of alignment with the will of existence, out of alignment with that which really is in our best interest. As long as we are a detriment to ourselves and ourselves, there really can be no real success. I mean, we have the parameters of success that we've been shown in terms of setting goals and accomplishing whatever it is you have your mind set to do, and that's fine, depending on what it is. Because ones and ones, if you put forth an agenda that says, oh, we're going to go on a global, we're going to set a global initiative of depopulation and genocide, nobody can stop us. You understand? Now, is that the thing to do? No. But is that in progress, in process? Yes, it is. Will it be successful? We've got many casualties in this war. But can anybody triumph in life without being committed to living, without being committed to the right of all beings to have the right to their lives? Can there truly be any success that ones can have when they are deliberately, intentionally in violation of the law and think that they themselves are beyond the law, that they're not accountable to the law, and we're all held by it? And I'm just the one to remind us that we have been warred against, and the methodology of our oppression to oppress our cellular functioning with the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, tobacco, the sugar, the crack, the cocaine, the pharmaceuticals, and all of this. We cannot continue to think that anything that we truly do is going to be as beautiful and as wonderful and as prosperous as clearing, cleansing, consecrating, purifying, so that we're realigning with the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of what it is to be. Being is divinity. We are in flotation and rotation in an ocean of cosmic consciousness that we all have access to. We are so perfectly and divinely designed, not by men, but by the same intelligence that blazes the sun and has the earth spinning. But under mankind, we have been lulled into thinking that there's no perfection anywhere, and that there is nothing really to aspire towards other than having nice things and making good money and all of that. And I'm saying the greatest work that we can do now is to exert and exalt a full effort in our living so that we can literally be cleared and cleansed from the violations that have been charged upon our blood with the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish. And if I can, and if and I will say, having the rot of pigs and cows and turkeys and chicken and all of this in your bloodstream, so that we're having a conversation that was not had 50 years ago, 60 years ago, with the progression of the civil rights movement or the Black Power movement or any of those movements, that we've just gotten to a point where the bowels are not moving. And from decades of bowels not moving, then you come up with this thing they call cancer. And I'm just saying is that we have never been really supported in having an understanding as to what liberation actually is. And so I'm the one who's really exalting that liberation is where the intelligence of our being has been completely freed so that we function harmoniously with the whole of existence itself, that we are not at war with anything or anybody, that we're able to perceive and see the beauty, the depth, the care, the love, that we are in service to life, that everybody is like, it's a big celebration and party upon the planet because we realize how blessed we each are and we are extensions of one another. We are meeting another facet of the intelligence of existence or the personification of the Creator's presence, particularly where there has been an intention for the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, the consecration, being a more perfect vessel for the love of God, the light of God, the truth of God, the peace of God, the poise of God, the power of God to be the reality of our lives. But this agenda that has us miseducated so that we have been complicit and complacent with our certification, licensing, miseducation, and degreeing that we are participating with the oppression of our children within the public school systems. We have those who've gotten degrees in nutrition who are not really protecting, not coming forward as individuals or as a collective to really exalt the right for children to have the right to fresh fruit and vegetations so that in a real beautiful realm of heaven upon the earth, we would have gardens everywhere and our education would really start with our understanding how to think and how to be in line with the law and how to really perpetuate and advocate and facilitate optimum cellular functioning for optimum thought, for right response in any situation and circumstance. We're in a now moment that requires us to really care to be righted after having been influenced by those who did not care to be right with God, right in alignment, but then they gave orientation about God, you know, so that even though many of our ancestors were denied opportunity to read. They didn't want us to be educated. They didn't want us to learn how to read. But in order to teach us to read, what did they give us? They gave us the Bible. You understand? So I'm saying this thing wasn't our thing. But the issue is that if a people have your freedom at heart, would they give you it? If you're already enslaved to them, would they give you something that's going to free you? That's why they did not want us to become educated. But now the education system is like, no, everybody gets educated because education allows you to be anesthetized, inebriated, intoxicated, dumbed down, and put in a place and space where you can sit down for hours at a time, go to lunch, move your bowels, maybe, you understand, and then be a wheel in this wheel of capitalism and dysfunction. You understand? So I'm saying that there can be no real democracy. What we've got is demoncracy here. You understand? Where those who are supposedly government are the ones who are really facilitating oppression because they have not come to a point and place of personal commitment to the laws that govern life. They've not realized the error that the so-called forefathers of this country, you know, but there were already nations in this country. You understand, before these ones came. And so the fact that they facilitated what they call liberty and whatnot on the murder and the enslavement of our indigenous and native families, and then they're thinking that there is no consequence to that, that there is no wrath to that. And now everybody's catching hell, the tornadoes and the flooding and this and that, because we have not been dealt by a people who have real understanding and an understanding as to how to really live and to respect life. And we've inherited a disrespect and a disregard for the greatest gift that we've been given, which is ourselves. We think that our cars have more value than our bodies. We invest more money in our cars than we do in our health. We're eating cheaply. You understand, from fast food places, but we put the best oil and the best spark plugs and the best this. And then on Saturdays or Sundays, we're at the car washes vacuuming the car, but then we do nothing to vacuum and cleanse the inner of ourselves. I'm just saying there is a plan in place to make sure that we are not walking in the light of the truth of the ones that we are, as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, to be supremely intelligent and to know that point and purpose in being is to ensure the perpetuation of our lineages, to ensure the continuation of our lineages, to be representative of our lineages, to walk a certain kind of way because we've come through ones that we should be honoring. But then we have a disdain for our parents because of their drunkenness, because of their adulteration, because they didn't show us nothing. Well, he wasn't there, and my mama wasn't this and that. You understand? So I'm just saying, is that no? You got to go back a little further than that when you realize that the intention was to make sure that we were totally disconnected from the divinity and the truth of ourselves. This is an agenda. This is not the will of God. This is not the wisdom and light of supreme intelligence for all of itself, as all there is. The intelligence of existence would never put a program in place that kills itself and undermines the children when the children are destined to become mature ones and to literally be the progression of the lineage. And we have no orientation for that. And I'm saying we should have been founded and grounded in absolute love and light and wisdom and truth. And we should never have been poisoned, because it was always known from the time we came out, or the time we were formed in the womb as female then male, destiny was to become men and wombed men. Mothers and fathers, grandmothers, grandfathers, husbands and wives, great grandmothers, great grandfathers and whatnot. I'm just saying, at this particular point in time, those who care to be respected as intelligent people have to come to a point where they really come to a place where they can expand their life currency and their consciousness to really function as intelligences of existence, male, female, both and neither. We're having that experience to realize that at a certain point in place, the spirit is just the spirit. We're having the opportunity to express ourselves through our divine feminine, divine masculine, and having the responsibility to harmonize the divine masculine and feminine within each ministration of a physical being body. But our bodies are temples. They should be temples where we dwell, where we meet God, where there is an order and a cleanliness. And we all have our issues as a result of being in a system that has encouraged parents and grandparents and aunties and uncles and whatnot to treat children, not literally cultivate and raise children, but they fed us like kids. And to hear sisters and brothers say, my kids, my kids, my kids, is the evidence that they were fed like kids. Because we're still thinking like this. We're communicating like this. When brothers say, well, I met this female, I'm like, female what? Female dog, female cat, female rat? What are you talking about? You talking about a woman? If you're talking about a woman, you need to say, I met this sister, I met this woman. You understand? Why are we just looking at being female? You understand? And very few sisters ever say, well, I met this male. But this is part of the disconnect in terms of the divinity and the reverence and the appreciation and the respect that we should have with one another for ourselves as reflections of each other, as the personification of this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. I am so grateful and so thankful for all of the opportunities I have to open my heart and open my mouth and express myself. And I never really know what I'm going to say. I always know that I am always consciously caring to speak to the issues of our liberation so that we get a little bit more support, because this is not just about the money. The money is fine. More money, more money, more money, but more wisdom and more light, more truth, more integrity, more high ethic, more faith, more confidence, more knowing, more being on purpose, more of the light and the wisdom that allows us to shine on behalf of our lineages through all of the situations and circumstances and whatnot, to put us in a place where we are triumphing victoriously, consistently, consistently, daily, over all of the inconsistencies, the contradictions, the hypocrisy, and all of the divisiveness, and all of the meanness, the nastiness, the all of that which is like, just pulls you apart, and you're supposed to be together, you're supposed to love each other, and we don't know how to really love, and how to really forgive, and how to be godly, and how to be in grace, and how to really afford ourselves that which gives us the opportunity to really be purposed in collectivity. We don't know how to do that. And so the struggle that comes when you are by yourself, or the struggle that ones are having because now they realize a greater thing, but they are with family who ain't trying to do a greater thing. And then there's no collective effort, or ones and ones come to point and place where it's just hard to live with people. Everybody needs their own space. It's okay. But the issue is we're dealing with an economy that has literally robbed the wealth of the people, the light of the people, the truth of the people, so that it makes it very difficult to really live and thrive with other ones, because everyone is not fully committed to living. And I'm saying that in the real world, in the realm of eternity in which we are, within the heaven and the rainbow, we should all be committed to living. We should all be committed to loving. We should all be committed to forgiving and releasing and letting go and honoring and protecting and standing and rising. It's an objective. It's a worthy aspiration. You could do much worse in terms of what you're overall objective for your life is. And many ones may want to do great things, but great things is going to be facilitated by being restored in the integrity of the godliness of your being. There have been many ones who become so proficient in whatever area of talent. We celebrate these ones. We play their music. We dance to their lyrics. We sing their songs. We watch their games. We watch all of the video of them and this and that. But to become great in and under a system of oppression means that one would have to have an orientation towards liberation, not just to be proficient. Yes, you can get paid for being proficient in whatever area of talent. But all of the proficient ones end up with all kinds of issues. So that the period of their lives, there should be eldership and the glory of having triumphed over situations and circumstances. What we're seeing is the diabetes. We're seeing the brain dysfunction. We're seeing the dementia. We're seeing all of these things because the system of oppression that has founded the food industry on murdering and then feeding the murdered carcasses to people as food. And then nobody, very few people are seeing anything that's wrong with this. When the primary law of existence says, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not kill. Oh, well, you mean they really just meant thou shalt not murder, but that ain't stopping people. You understand, when you have violation charged upon your blood, then it really inhibits your right alignment with the virtues of character that are consistent with the truth of the identity that you are as this point of the presence of God. But oh, they don't want you to be godly, so we don't accept godliness as something we should aspire towards. We don't accept the virtues of character that really are consistent with and would be the evidence of our inner urge and effort and aspiration towards greatness in realigning with the truth of the divinity and the sanctity and the sacredness and the advocacy of the right of all beings to have the right to their lives. And to have us in a place where the system protects dogs and cats, except where you leave them at the Humane Society for so long, and then they get euthanized, and then the euthanized animals, along with all of the flesh that did not sell at the Piggly Wigglies and all of the Winn-Dixies and all of these other stores, even after they did the red dye to make it seem arterial, make it seem fresh, and then it was then further gassed with carbon monoxide to seem, but see, when it's done and they didn't sell it, then they take it all to the rendering plants. And the rendering plants are the places where they take all of these dead animals from that were used for food, and those ones who were used as pets, and the horses from stables and whatnot, and they grind them up and then put it in a big vat, then grind it up with the flea collars, everything, and then put it in a big vat and cook it down. And that which stays at the bottom, they call it protein concentrate. So you have to be mindful when you are looking at your labels that are saying protein concentrates, and they're not giving you an idea of what protein they're talking about. And then what floats up to the top, they put it in the cosmetics and then the soaps and things. And so we have to realize that what we're bringing into our bodies, what we're eating, what we're hearing, what we're paying attention to, we want to come to a point and place where everything serves our liberation. Everything serves the reinforcement of the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of ourselves. It should be easy for us to release and let go of eating flesh and feeling as though we have some entitlement to bring violated carcass into our bodies to rot, and then go to the doctors and they don't never ask you what you eat. But then to talk about how your high blood pressure and your high cholesterol and your kidney failure and all of this, and then people don't want to really take it into their spirit that it comes as a result of how law operates, that what we have done unto others is being done unto us. And this is why we're having so many women having their wombs removed, because they have fed off the aborted fetus of these creatures for all of these decades, and the pus and mucus of cows when the calf was denied the cow's milk. We're in the progression of being under those who are in error. So yes, we want to correct. We want to be in a place where we're not following, you know, being herded like cash cows in multi-trillion dollar business. I'm just saying, at this particular point in time, the greatest elevation spiritually is going to come when that blood is clean. The blood is sacred. The spirit is charged upon the blood. We heard as we were children, salvation comes through the blood of Christ, but then they never articulated how to actually clean your blood so that you are able to ascend while you are in the body. You understand, to be able to get out the body alive, or to ascend into the exalted heavens, to get off the cross that is your skeletal, that the I am presence that you are is the Jesus that they talk about. And all of what we have heard is just the elevation that has to come mentally from all of the levels of disengagement and disconnection and faithlessness and doubt and fear and subjugation and domination and participation in our own oppression. I am always concerned that we care to correct. And my experience is that, yes, those ones, they will start for a minute, but they're not consistent. We start for a minute because of the condition, because of the situation, because of the diagnosis or the prognosis, but we can reverse those things. But then that does not necessarily allow you to come into the fullness of your harmonization with the will, love, light, peace, poise, power, potency, integrity, high ethic, morality, and allow you to walk in the light of the truth of who you are as the personification of a Christic consciousness and being of light, which is what I'm really advocating here. This is the real liberation. This is really what destiny is for those who would choose it. This is really the only real success upon the planet, is for humankind and humanity, and those who are of humankind and humanity come to a point where we accept being in eternity. We're already in heaven. We're living in a rainbow, and we should have the heart of God, the mind of God, by creating a return to the house of God mentally, integritously, at the cellular level. And so I'm urging us, I'm encouraging us to go deeper and reach higher, to realize that we are definitely seeing the progression of how many ones that we know are succumbing to this thing they call cancer, heart disease, diabetes, dialysis, sickness, illness, disease, and death at early and early ages. And I'm saying, this is the evidence of the genocide. Let us not participate with it. Let's come to a point where we are caring to live for life. Let us come to a point and place where we really claim the discipline. You understand? Well, I don't have the discipline. Claim it. I am disciplined. I am fully committed to that which is beating my heart and breathing me. I am loving with my whole body, heart, mind, and soul. I am consciously caring to be the progression of my lineage. I care to become one of the most dynamic brothers and sisters on the planet on behalf of all of those ones who we can name and all of those ones who will never know. We want to support us in having aspirations for greatness, aspirations for godliness and right alignment, to come to a point and place where fear is not overtaking us. You understand? Be afraid to get caught here with your purpose down. Be afraid to be riddled with all of this disease when you had access to the truth and the light and Mother Earth. The herbs, the sunshine, the rain, the whole ionic frequency, the magnetic frequencies of the earth. You had the responsibility of increasing and investing in your life currency. Y'all chasing paper currency. You ain't gonna take the paper currency with you. And if you don't do anything different, you will not take your life currency with you either, because it will be depleted. And that's what we call death. Otherwise, we're already in the realm of eternity. We should not be dying at all. So for death to be a program, where the saying is that all death is suicide, then we have to come to a point and place where we're checking ourselves to see what we're thinking and what we're doing, and embracing a higher thought, a better way, and to know that it's within your grasp and your reach, and you have the opportunity to do it without having to apologize for it to those who you will no longer support financially. Saying, let them get in the welfare lines for a change. You understand? Let their children have to figure out what else they gonna do. You understand? Let's flip this script. Let's come to a point and place where we are so enthusiastic, so faith-filled, so caring, so wanting to be in the integrity of ourselves that nobody can keep us from it. And to realize that upon the rise, there's no way that they can stop it. It's just how many of us will participate individually to join the collective global resurrection that is happening. We don't see it. Join. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. We live in a very crucial time, a time in which the air, the earth, and the water are becoming progressively less life-sustaining, a time where each day sisters decide which of their children shall live and which of their children shall die, a time in which all manners of insecticides, pesticides, herbicides, suicide, homicide, genocide exist as our daily lives. Yet in a world so dark, there is light. There is love, there is joy, there is peace, there is truth, wisdom, and understanding. And yes, there is a right way to live. And regardless of what many of us may think, there are millions of people upon this planet seeking truth, light, guidance, peace of mind, answers to the questions, solutions to the problems, reasons why. A better way to live and a far, far better way to die. But far too few are living as divine. Oh, how wonderful, how magical, how mystical this journey of life can be, yet so very real and so very good for all of us. So let us begin together to explore the beauties of life, of self, of creation, of our Creator. Let us begin together to harmonize our bodies, our hearts, our minds, and our souls, our very lives within the cosmic harmony of love that maintains and sustains all of life. Then we shall lie in green pastures, partake of the fruit of the tree of life, taste the honey of the bee. We will radiate the glory of our Creator as others behold our beauty. The world may be transformed. Be transformed. Yes, be transformed. through our own love. But who are we? We are a precious gift of love, light, spirit, and truth. No, it shall be through us, through our generations, that we shall emerge upon this planet a resurrected people. So let us live now so that we may have everlasting life. May we search, seek, and find. May our hearts and minds and souls yearn for truth, for light, for guidance and direction. For we are strength, pure, raw, natural, strong as the currents of the sea, as the glare of the sun, as the beat of the heart. We are the truth that it is the spirit, the very essence of life that transcends all conditions and situations, bondage, limitations, exploitation, oppression, and slavery. We are the truth that love is love and transcends all bounds of materiality. For we are beauty, fascinating and colorful as the butterfly, going through our metamorphosis into love, into life, into light. So may we forever allow the Creator's will to become ours. May our hearts, our minds, our souls forever bear our commitment to the upliftment of all of Africa, all of humanity, and all of life. And may we ever be mindful of the eye that sees all, the ear that hears all, and the voice that always speaks love, light, wisdom, and truth. For this is the day of Armageddon, spiritual warfare, and our very lives are being torn apart by very real bombs of nuclear and chemical toxins and waste, AIDS, herpes, cancer, diabetes, leukemia, crack, and all manners of darkness, sickness, oblivion, and gloom. But what is actually happening in this day and time is that love is seeking its highest expression in everything we say, everything we do, and everything we think. Thoughts of love, words of love, acts of love will bring harmony, giving service to others as we journey in life. Is true worship of the Creator. For we each are parts of the one, the whole. The Creator is the eye that sees through our very own eyes, the eyes of our brothers and sisters, and all eyes of creation. Mother, Father, Creator that is everywhere present, may you always be pleased with what you see. Beauty, peace, love, and harmony. Love is seeking its highest expression. It's time for you. It's time for me to become all the Creator created us to be. Gods and goddesses dwelling eternally in conscious immortality, the kingdom of light here. For who else shall resurrect a people who have fallen so low within the ditches and valleys of degradation? Who else can regenerate an earth that is becoming a nuclear waste cesspool and a tomb for all the life she brings forth? Mere kings and queens and presidents have no power to do such a work. But in order for us to be empowered, to be exalted, to be given the wisdom, the will, the love, and the strength to do, there must be commitment to life. So let us live for life, striving to be our best selves, radiating love, courtesy, and kindness, reinforcing the brotherhood of man and the oneness of life. Let us live for life, doing that which brings about harmony and feelings of well-being, releasing others to their highest good, freeing them from our own expectations for them. Let us live for life, concentrating on bettering ourselves, being examples for others, as well as learning from the examples of others, helping others to better themselves too. Let us live for life, dedicating our bodies, our hearts, our minds, and our souls to the ever-present, holding on to this life just tightly enough to live to make a difference, but not so tightly as to be afraid to die trying. Let us live for life, becoming more perfect channels for the Creator's love and light to shine through, making the most of the past, the present, and the future that our presence represents. Let us live for life, to be love and light, to bring joy and happiness, surviving to inspire others to greater heights. Let us live for life and live it fully, abundantly, realizing truth, responsibilities, obligations, duties of being, health, wealth, talent, and prosperity. Let us live. Let us live for life. I want us to really realize the responsibility, duty, and obligation there is in being, in the exaltation of life. There are ones who would have you think that life is just about, you know, being a spirit being having a human experience, and it's just about the experience. And then to be human is to be fallible. To be human is to be sinful. Being human means that there is no perfection. You should not expect it. Jesus was the only perfect one, but we are the spirit that is Jesus, the I am presence that is in these bodies, and we become Christ at once when that bloodstream is clean. And we have so many ones who are so masterful in the expression of it, the love of God, in the songs and in the music. But it's not enough. If the churches were really enveloped in the fullness of what is required, then we would already be a liberated people, for as many people go to church and have some type of spiritual orientation, regardless of what denomination, I say demonic nation, that you're dealing with. But the reality for us is coming to a point and place where we care. We care to be cleared. We care to be cleansed. We care to be in a place and space where we are always thinking holistically. We're always understanding that to be whole, body, heart, mind, and soul, means that we are applying ourselves towards the perfection of ourselves, that we are attuning ourselves to the realization that there's expectation that was given us by virtue of us being on the planet. And the expectation that the intelligence of existence has for us is for us to love it with our whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul, because we're immersed in nothing but it. And the days, regardless of whether it rains, whether it's hot, whether it's sunshiny or whatnot, we're having to realize that we're creating all the time. And we're having to learn how to use our word and how to use our thought and how to really be emotionally, mentally, spiritually vested in reversing the issues that have crystallized in our tissues as a result of being divided within ourselves or being under the forces of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil. You understand, when we're talking about the forces of divisiveness, there is no spirit, there is no being that is equal to God, equal to the Creator. You understand, there is no evil otherwise in nowhere in existence. Evil only exists as a distortion of the intelligence, a distortion of the light that ones have because they have been blessed and gifted with this absolute and supreme intelligence. And it is the violation that has been charged upon the blood. It is the violation and the poisoning and the corruption of the bloodstream that is the foundation of the evil in the world. It is the foundation of the disenfranchisement. It's the foundation of the rape and the molestation and the incest and all of the things that people are trying to clear and cleanse themselves from without really doing the cleansing. And so I am always consciously caring to have you all go deeper with your own commitments to that which is God, that which is life, that which is law, that which is your opportunity to walk in the fullness of who and what you are, realizing that as you're maturing, you should be getting fuller and fuller. You shouldn't be getting older and older and sicker. You understand? But the doctors, you know, because I work and work with people who have exhausted all of their ways by dealing with the medical and pharmaceutical industries, and I'm saying these people are just profiting off of the sickness, illness, and disease. And this is why you hear me talk about becoming cash cows, moo-cha-ching, in multi-trillion-dollar business that is sickness, illness, disease, and death. It is not sustainable, and there is only one fate, and it's death. So let's realize that nobody is beyond the law. We're all going to be held accountable to it, and we all need support in realizing that your life is your gift. And to be in love with ones and ones who are killing themselves and having the hardship, you understand? But it's social, you understand? The socialization of a death culture where we go out to eat flesh and drink alcohol and destroy the integrity of our cellular functioning. And we start that in our 20s when we're really adulterated from having been fed like kids, but being fed like kids means that you were denied that which was substantive for your optimum cellular functioning. Now, you still grew. You still was able to get through school or whatever. Some did, some didn't. But the issue is that we are here on divine assignment, and that assignment is to perfect oneself in the light of the truth of the all that we each are as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. So we're in an ocean of cosmic consciousness. There is nothing but intelligence, and we are the personification of it. We have the capacity for thought, for contemplation, for meditation, for reflection, for creation, for bringing things into the material realm by virtue of our imaging. We have been gifted the faculties of God, but then we don't want to be godly. It's a problem. And so the money doesn't excuse it. People say, oh, well, you know, Adama, they do it because of the money. I said, they don't do it because of the money. If they were really about wealth and prosperity and money, they wouldn't be killing everybody. You understand? When there is absolute law that says what you do unto others will be done unto you. I'm just the one to remind you. One, you're in the meeting of the inner circle with Adama, your voice of resurrection. And I'm speaking consistently to these issues. And why do I have to consistently speak to the issues? Because we're consistently lining up with Burger King, McDonald's, all of these ones. We're consistently going to the doctors. We're consistently being given all these medications. We're consistently having our breasts removed, being treated with the chemo and the radiation and whatnot. We are in the progression of sickness, illness, disease, and death as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, while we are in the realm of eternity. It's a choice now. You understand? So yeah, it was given to us, but now you're having to exert a full effort to realize who and whose you are. That's what they call the coming to Jesus moment. It's like, no, you're realizing that you are a child of God, and you're accepting the responsibility of opening your heart and asking and knocking and seeking to be redeemed, to be reconciled, to be harmonized, to be cleared and cleansed and purified, so that you are radiant in the brilliance of the truth of who you are as this point of its presence. And those ones who we talk a good talk, we sing a good song, but what are you doing daily? Who are you working for throughout the week before you go to church on Sunday? And so I'm calling us to care, to be in obeyance and obedience to the will of existence, to represent our progression, to reverse the issues that have crystallized in our tissues, to disempower those who feel as though they've been given the right to determine that we don't have the right to our lives and the clarity of mind, the cleanliness of our blood. And so it matters that we learn to love each other. But we cannot love each other to a greater degree than which we're loving that which beats our hearts and breathes us. And it issues that so many are having is that, yes, they're waking, they're opening, they're realizing from the diagnosis, from all of that that they're experiencing, that yes, they have to do something different, but they are in the company of those who don't want to do anything differently. And they ridicule you, or they won't support you. Or they feel a way like you trying to do something against them in your consciously caring to return to the house of God by creating the temple of God. God being law, God being light, God being life, God being the spirit and intelligence that is seeing through every eye. And a lot of people want to address, we want to address the problems of the politics. We want to address the problems of the impoverishment. We want to address the economy. We want to address all of the issues without addressing the foundation of the ill there is in having the temples of the living gods and goddesses being robbed of our treasures, being robbed of our virtues, being robbed of our gold and
silver and platinum and copper and all of the minerals and whatnot that give us the buoyancy within the ocean of cosmic consciousness being robbed to the degree to which we are shells of a people, that we are feeling entitled to be killing ourselves, robbed of the intelligence of ourselves, the right to be in the light of the wisdom and the truth of that which is the truth of us. And so, yes, it matters to me that it matter to you. And I realize that in the purification of the body, right? Because I'm contacting with people are contacting me who have been on the standard American diet. So that cleansing process is something that you don't stop cleansing because you got over the issues. The blood pressure went down, the cholesterol evened out, your numbers are normal now, your A1C and all of that is good. So you stop the process, but your body doesn't stop cleansing. Our bodies have been trying to cleanse daily from the day we came out our mother's womb. Somebody bathed us until we could bathe ourselves. And from the time we had teeth, they taught us to brush our teeth. And we've probably bathed and brushed our teeth every day of our lives. Unless there were some extenuating circumstances. And even with that, you've not gone years without bathing and brushing your teeth. But you've gone years without really facilitating internal cleansing every day that you put something down your throat. First thing in the rising. That was not water. That was not herbal tea. That was not fresh fruit. And you did pancakes, waffles, hash browns, turkey bacon, pork bacon, all of this stuff, then you were blocking and obstructing the cleansing. And this is the lie that they've perpetuated, that breakfast is the most important meal, and they laid it out for us in terms of what breakfast is. And we grew up on breakfast cereals, processed grains preserved with BHA and BHT that now are adding to the accumulation of chemical toxicity from the nitrates and nitrites that were in the hot dogs and the hamburgers and the lunch meats and whatnot. And it's just gotten worse over time. And that's why, you know, it boggles the mind to think that you all would prefer to be sick than to be clearing and cleansing and consecrating and healing and restoring and reconciling and redeeming and becoming the Christ it wants. That is destiny for us. And so, yes, I speak to it. I don't have no shame about it. You understand? I don't mind being the one that's addressing it because I just don't hear it. And you have so many ones who will say, oh, well, I changed my diet. I became strict vegetarian. I became vegan and whatnot, and it almost killed me. And that's because they did not know to cleanse. They got all of these poisons that are now circulating through the system because the body is that intelligent that once you stop eating all of this, the body goes into cleanse mode. And so if you don't know to sweat the poisons out and to open up the elimination through the bowel, if you don't know to go into a mucusless regimen so that you're not going from meat, dairy, eggs, chicken and fish to potatoes and yams and chickpeas and rice and this, all of this stuff, you understand, then you will not have the benefit of being disease free. And this is one of the reasons why I'm exalting the responsibility of the daily internal cleansing, because I've seen so many ones who were not able to stay strict or as vegetarians for whatever reason. And the reason primarily is because they did not commit to it. Because we weren't really inundated with the culture of liberation. It was for a period and a time where we talked about freedom. We talked about civil rights. Our rights to be civil as the wicked ones who beat us, raped us, enslaved us and whatnot is not freedom. It's not liberation either. So that's what they missed. Because you cannot feed the way that these ones feed and then be a free people. They did not even have sense enough to realize that they needed to be liberated from the wickedness within their own bloodstreams. What makes the people think that they're entitled to determine that they have the right to incarcerate you, inflict more poison on you? They pull you out the game. Now they've inundated you with garbage food so that you cannot think, so that you do not have a direct line of light to the wisdom that is yours by virtue of being a son, a daughter of God, so that now you don't even aspire towards godliness. And then they give us all of these movies and things with the Godfather and the criminality, you know, just inundating us. It's a programming. And so this is a deprogramming to get us to a point in place where we realize that we're here to serve life. We're here to exalt life. We're here to ensure the progression of our lineages, and whether we have children or not, we're still here to represent. But the reality that we have so many ones who are never marrying, so many ones who are not having children, so many ones who can't have children, that's the evidence of the genocide. So many ones of us who've aborted because we never were given the fullness of the understanding and understanding as to how to court, how to be in courtship with someone, how to really mate, so that there was that sexual attraction or rape or whatever, and then we're conceiving children that we're not prepared to take care of. So our whole value system has to shift to the degree to which we value our lives more than we value our cars and the boxes that we live in that we call houses and homes and condos and whatever. And now they literally got people living in boxes called metal containers, tiny homes or whatever. You understand? That costs as much as a big house somewhere. You understand? I'm just saying, we're in a place and space where living in the abundance of life, knowing that life itself is abundant, knowing that intelligence is, there is no lack of it, we're having to really center ourselves and ground ourselves in absolute truth and the absolute love of the truth and the absolute care to be cleared and cleansed, to be pure vehicles and vessels, so that the light of God, the truth of God, the integrity, the high ethic, the morality, the sensibility can be truly vivified in us, because there is no political consciousness that is greater than vivid self-representation in the truth of what it is to be a light spirit in this body. It says scripturality is no substitute for spirituality is the highest form of political consciousness possible. But now, because the dogs and cats have spirits, the rats and roaches have spirits, all right? Nobody thinks about it, but they're intelligent creatures. You understand? But the issue for us is understanding that the intelligence of existence is that intelligent that it has fashioned itself in every creepy, crawly, flying, swimming organism, bacteria. It's all. We're immersed in nothing but it. And all we have to do is exalt a full effort in our living, our loving, understand we're perfectly and divinely designed, and we're not designed to eat the flesh of dead animals. And for those ones to think, oh, well, I'm O positive, so I'm supposed to be eating meat, that's a lie. Now, talk to the Odamo personally and tell him, you're a liar. You're putting this stuff out here and people are following you. You understand? Stop it. You understand? But see, this is how it is that we see something in a book, and then we just immediately think that it's in the book, so it's true. And this is a conversation I used to have with my mother. I said, well, I'm going to have to put it in the book since you only believe stuff that's in the book. There's nothing that says a publisher has to make sure that the author knows what they're talking about to publish the book. It could be all fiction for all we know. You understand? So I'm just wanting us to come to a point and place where your personal aspiration is for the fullness of the truth and divinity and the sanctity of yourself, and to regain our footing upon the path of life, so we're not a detriment to ourselves and each other. But the children in the school systems, you understand, we have children's hospitals that are just filled with children because we have been inundated by a death culture, feeding these children like they are not children, like they're not human beings. What do we require? Oxygenation. We're breatharian. What do we require? Hydration. Our body should be 80% highly charged mineralized water. What do we require? Minerals. Where do they come from? The earth. What do we require? The water and the fiber that's in the fresh fruit. The chlorophyll for oxygenating and taking in the frequency and the vibration of the sun through the plant life. That's about it. And you can't go from a standard American diet to that and not cleanse and be all right. And so I'm the one to remind you, it's our time. You're being called. And I pray that you answer the call and care to be able to respond correctly and directly in our now moment of eternity, because we are in a global crisis that requires us to respond with a sense of urgency. Don't drag your feet about it. And get real about who you are, whose you are, but rejoice in the blessedness of your being and consciously care to be a blessing wherever you show up. I love you with the perfect love. And I look forward to speaking to you again on however many ways you can get to me. Your number for life support, 678-760-9299. Have a good night. You've been in tune to the meeting of the inner circle with Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.